Rockets football coverage continues on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com. It's time for the game. The game is proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Zaxby's of Shelbyville, Perry's Auto Sales, Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville, and Shelbyville Pharmacy. Now, let's go back to the field with the voice of the Rockets, Sean Cressip.
Tom, this is nice to be talking football again.
It is. You know, there's nothing better than Friday night high school football. I mean, it's something special to play, to be a part of, and now a new venue of helping call a football game.
The stadium here runs north and south, and in front of us, Shelby County is to the north. They will be kicking to the south to Garrett County. The Golden Lions are wearing maroon uniforms, pants, and jerseys with gold numbers and maroon helmets. Or Shelby County wearing the away white uniform top with the gray pants and the navy blue and gold helmet for Shelby County. Thanks for being with us here tonight on WXLN. Look forward to a great season. Edwards approaches the ball, kicks it away, a high end-over-end kick. Just about 5 yards out of the end zone. Here's a quick return up the middle. That's going to be number 3, Devin Logan. On the return, he'll get it out to the, call it the 33-yard line, and that's where the Golden Lions will take over first and 10. Moving from right to left across the radio dial tonight, being led by quarterback Connor Isaacs. A junior quarterback who is in his first season at the helm for the Golden Lions, but he'll have some experienced stablemates in the backfield in Jacob Foley and Devin Logan.
That's going to be two names we hear all night.
Absolutely. And right off the bat, and this is something we'll see probably a few times tonight, just early season miscues and miscommunication, but the Golden Lions with 11:54 here in the first go ahead and burn their first time out of the first half. So we'll step away for just a moment. We'll be back with more Rocket Football on WXLN after this.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you have had a sports injury or are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field so you can excel on yours. Call today to schedule your appointment. 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. Now, as we hope to play some football, as the Golden Lions have run their first play of the game, and believe it or not, after all the talk about running and running and running, the first play from scrimmage is a pass that's incomplete, intended for Jared Davis, the tight end. So it's second and 10, Golden Lions now from the 32. Connor Isaacs, the quarterback, under center. As Devin Logan goes in motion to the right, they'll hand off right side to Foley. He'll be stopped at about the official marks him down at the 35, a little bit over the 35.
That's what Shelby County is going to have to do all night. Just clog up in the middle of that backfield and let the linebackers come up and fill in.
Jacob Foley, the returning running back, ran for 1,300-plus yards a season ago as a sophomore. And the second leading rusher behind him, the senior runner, Devin Logan. Third and about 7 here for Garrett County.
Shelby County on the top side has Brandon Davis single coverage over the wide out.
Here's a run around the left side. And it's going to be the running back, number 4, Josh Warren, the junior running back, gets about 7. It's going to be very close to a first down. Brought down by James Bradley, the senior defender for the Rockets. But that run is good for a first down as he's marked at the 44. And so for the first time tonight, Garrett County moves the chains on their own side of the field.
That was one play they did, were able to bust outside and had just a little bit of green space to get able to get that first down.
Right now there's a lot of pre-snap motion going on, different parts moving around pre-snap. As now we see both Warren and Logan go in motion. Now Warren again, a handoff to Foley up the middle. It's going to be met by number 21 for Shelby County, Eddie Mack. But Foley's run is good for about 5 yards.
That was just a simple play, a handoff straight up the middle, and let that big old line pushes out of the way.
The offensive line for Garrett County is meeting the eye test. Very, very big front for Garrett tonight. Shelby County with 5 down linemen. Handoff left side. Here's Foley again across the 45 and into Shelby County territory. And that's good for another first down, Golden Lions.
You know, Garrett's starting a sophomore at right tackle, Salen Logan, 6'3", 27.
Yeah. Big fella.
Very big fella.
44-yard line is where they'll set the ball here on the near hash mark at Dye House Stadium in Lancaster, Kentucky. Beautiful blue skies. Perfect night for high school football with 9:39 left to go here in the first. No score. The first possession of the game for the Golden Lions. Come back in a split back formation. They'll hand it off left side to Foley. He gets met at the 40, brought down by Shelby County's Keyshawn Chaplin.
One thing Shelby County's going to have to adjust to, a lot of times, Garrett will go to an unbalanced set.
Yeah.
So Shelby's going to have to read it, get bumped down the line a little bit, get set up normally, and get to play in D. To say the least, we are outsized up front.
Absolutely. So far, we're seeing 7, 8 down linemen at the line of scrimmage, the point of attack for Garrett. Here's their second down play. They'll hand it off again left side. This one's going to be stopped at the 40. A short gain as Devin Logan is the ball carrier on second down. They'll spot this one at the 40, right at the 40. And so we'll call it 3rd and 5.
Big play right here for Shelby County. Want to keep them more than 4th and 2 because, you know, we're in 4-down territory for them, I'm sure.
Well, with what we understand about the kicking game, they're more apt to go for it on 4th down and short in a situation here early. Motion here before the snap. We're going to have split backs. It's Foley, who's the ball carrier up the middle. He's going to be stopped short of the first down, right about a yard short.
Bring up 4th and short.
It's going to be about a yard, maybe not even a yard. It looks like the marker is actually at the 35. They spot the ball about a foot short of the 35. And so here we go with 4th and 1, 7:49 to go. And the defense of Shelby County is going to be tested here early.
You did notice they put in about three more big boys out there this play.
They've got Jared Davis, 38, tight end, senior. All the way down on the far right side is about the biggest guy on the line. This one here is going to be good for the first down. A handoff up the middle and over the left side.
They'll bring out the 6'1", 145 wide out and put in the 6'6", 235 tight end.
Well, so far, they have had no issues on the front for Garrett County getting 3, 4, or 5 yards at a time. If Shelby County is going to make anything of this, they're going to have to start penetrating a little further back in the back. There's a ball on the ground, and it looks like Shelby County's got it. 25 on the recovery. That's Clayton O'Donohue, the senior defensive back, and the handoff exchange between Connor Isaac and Logan never made it.
Same way that they did in their scrimmage last week against Southwestern. Move the ball, lay it on the ground. Now it's up to the Rockets to hold on to the football and see what we can do.
Did not mention anything about turnovers, but especially early in the year, they are so important. And Shelby County wins back their first possession of the game on a fumble recovery by the senior defensive back, Clayton O'Donohue. Here's Tyler Drain, the senior quarterback. He hands it off up the middle. kind of hard to see who that was.
That was Moorhead.
That was Caleb Moorhead. That's number 30, who is talked about on the Coach Shipley show last night. Also here in the pregame is Brendan Durr and Jose Carrillas are both injured and not dressed tonight for the Rockets. And Moorhead gets his first carry of the year for no gain. And the Rockets have second and 10 from their own 35. 6:34 left to go here in the first quarter. Drain going to be from the shotgun here. Going to send a man in motion. Going to give the option pitch on the outside to number 22 for Shelby County. That's going to be Keon Stone. And he has run up over the 50-yard line and out of bounds. Let's see where they'll spot it.
About the 48.
Coming into Golden Lion territory at a 48-yard line, and that's good for the Rockets' first down and the first of the season for this offense. And we talk a lot about experience here tonight. The Tyler Drain running the triple option made the right read there and got Keon Stone in stride.
That was a perfect read right there. You know, the Rockets, we got to hold on to the football. Don't give them any turnovers. And I talked to Coach Whitten, and he said, we've got to play fast from the snap. Not in between plays or anything else, but when that ball's gone, we got to use our speed and play fast. And that was a prime example.
Hand it off up the middle. Here's Moorhead. He's going to break a tackle, break another one, cut to the outside. It's spun down inside the 25-yard line. And that happened so fast. I'm not sure that Garrett's defenders saw him come by.
Again, team speed right there.
They mark him down at the 23-yard line. Another first down for Shelby County. Moorhead, the fullback, runs for a big gain, and Shelby County now knocking on the door just outside the red zone.
If you know, Sean, they're still staying in at 3-4 right there, and that's two big plays by the fullback already.
Right up the middle. They'll send a man in motion, hand it off again. No, this is Drain. He's going to keep it off the left side. He gets up inside the 20 before being brought down close to the first down marker. It is at the 15, and so we're looking at second and one, but Drain again on the left side, getting out there with Keon Stone and decided to keep it there for 9 yards.
It appears to me Shelby County is sort of spreading the field a little bit, causing Garrett to be up, so we're able to get some space.
No, give it to Moorhead. No, this is Drain. He pulls it back. He's got the first down. He cuts back into the middle as he gets down to the 5-yard line. About a 10-yard run. I believe they're going to spot him down just shy of the 5-yard line. So Shelby County will take their first possession inside the red zone.
It looks like Garrett County's going to put a few more men on the
going to stack it up
here
a little bit.
So let's see what Rockets can do here. Looks like to me the outside's going to be wide open if we can get to the corner quickly.
Drain in the gun. They send Brandon Davis in motion, handed up the middle to Moorhead, who spins away from a defender.
Got a flag on the play.
They've got a flag on the play. We'll see what this is going to be. More than likely,
umpire throwing it into the middle. It's usually a hold.
A hold. Here's the indication. This is a personal foul. This one's going to be a chop block against Shelby County. That's the first penalty of the game, and it's against the Rockets and a costly one.
That is a call that is so hard to make.
Sure.
And very, very uncommon.
Well, especially to make this call, to make that call
with so many
people in the box, within the 5-yard line there. But nonetheless, first and goals. We'll replay first down from,
well, they get Garrett Kenny out of that back line back into 3-4 again.
21-yard line. Here's Drain going to drop back the pass. Looks right. Now he'll scramble to the right. Tuck it, and he's going to be hit in the backfield by Jacob Foley, number 10. And it's going to be about a loss of one. I can't tell. They're not going to give him back to the line of scrimmage, so no gain.
We didn't look really crisp on that. I saw Brandon Davis over there. I don't know if he was trying to run a drag or possibly a screen there.
Yeah. Had Davis early, but play broke down pretty quick. And so now second and goal from the 21-yard line. Drain again in the shotgun. Caleb Moorhead lines up behind him. Mack goes in motion to the left. They'll hand it up the middle to Moorhead. He breaks a tackle through the line, gets up to inside the 20. It's going to be marked down close to the 15-yard line. And a 6-yard gain for Moorhead brings up third down for Shelby County.
I can see the Rockets doing the same thing again, trying to bust one up the middle, prevent a turnover, and let Josh Edwards give us three early points here.
4:03 left to go here in the first quarter. Each team has had a possession. Shelby County was knocking on the door before being penalized for a chop block, and now third and goal from the 15. Here's Drain from the shotgun. Rolls to his left. Gonna pass. Throws it. Complete. That's Davis inside the 5-yard line.
Josh Edwards coming on the field.
And Shelby County, it looks like, will settle and try the field goal attempt with senior kicker Josh Edwards.
Rockets that time had one at the back pylon, front pylon, and Davis down short. Back two guys were really covered. And Tyler did a nice job checking off and get some yardage out of that.
Tyler Drain will hold. They will try this attempt from the left hash mark. Ball is spotted at the 7-yard line.
About a 25-yard field goal.
It is. Kick is up, and it's good. Shelby County with the early lead with 3:40 to go as senior kicker Edwards knocks it through. We'll step away for 30. You're listening to Rocket Football on Power 93.3 WXLN.
Need to put a new mid-size ag tractor to work on your farm? Now during Kubota's Shift into Sales Savings event, you can put acclaimed M-Series tractors to work with great savings. Enjoy clean and powerful performance, Grand X control technology, and the largest cab in class. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years. Now through September 30th, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Your local Kubota dealer in Shelbyville is Jacoby Sales. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Welcome back, everyone. Shelby County on top early here with 3:40 left to go in the first quarter, 3-0 after taking their first drive down inside the red zone after a fumble recovery by Clayton O'Donohue recovered the fumble, and then the Rockets march downfield, only to settle for a 25-yard field goal from Nick Edwards. And Edwards has the honor of kicking it away here.
Shelby County on that drive right there averaged 9 yards of play.
There's a high end over end kick just short of the goal line. It's going to be Foley on the return as he comes up the middle. It bounces it to the outside, and now a tackle play to the 30, and a flag going to be brought in. And I don't know what this could be here, unless they thought they saw maybe a face mask, but that looked like a pretty clean tackle from this angle.
I don't see how it was a face mask. The tackle was low.
Yeah.
Holding.
So they are going to get a hold on the return team here. So this is going to be the first penalty for Garrett County tonight. Each team with one so far. And what would have been about a 31-yard return is brought back inside the 20 at the 19. So first and 10 here with 3:34 to play in the first quarter. Shelby County up 3-0.
You know, one good thing about tonight, Sean, is for the first game, you know, middle August, we're always worried about heat.
Yeah.
It is a little humid, but, you know, it's about 80 degrees and half the field's in the shade already.
That's true. Well, I can imagine there's probably a little bit more of a breeze coming through the field than there is here in the press box.
It's hot, loud in this press box.
Garrett County, first and 10 from the 19. Here's the handoff to the left side, and that's going to be Devin Logan across the line of scrimmage for 2. That's going to be 2 yards. So second down and 8. Garrett County, the kind of team where quarterback number 2, Connor Isaacs, is going to get his cardio in coming to the sideline for each and every play call.
You know, having a brother running this game, they're really not supposed to come outside those numbers.
Yeah. Second and 8. Here's the handoff around the right side. This is going to be to Warren. He's going to cut inside before being brought down by Shelby County's James Bradley. And that run good for 9 yards and a first down. Ball spotted at the 30, just over the 30-yard line of the Golden Lions.
You know, Warren's a junior playing behind two monster backs, playing in that little wide out.
Here's a run around the left side. This is going to be Warren again. Was met in the backfield by James Bradley. Missed tackle there before being brought down by Shelby County's Eddie Mack.
You know, a good offense staff, you know, we're keying on the main two. So now here's our third option coming around the corner on us.
I remember looking at some of the statistics from last year's game, and about four or five different guys had positive rushing yards for Garrett County, and so we've seen three here tonight.
Unbalanced line again.
This one off the left side. This is Foley, bounces through the line before being brought down by Keyshawn Catlett. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I keep saying tackles are made here by a lot of the defensive backs for Shelby County.
They are. You know, right now that big offensive line is just really controlling the line of scrimmage.
So when you look
they're
up,
getting those blockers onto our linebackers, so the secondary is having to come up and make some stops.
Well, you can look here and see guys that are on the line here. Ryan Johns. Trying to see who else is up there. 21.
Eddie Mack.
Edward Mack. You know, they're...
They're
not getting much there. Ball loose again on the ground. Handoff was fumbled here between the quarterback, Isaac. And I believe that was Foley. Having some trouble here tonight. So these interior linemen, while they may not be stopping any of these guys, they're still going to be alert for the ball on the ground. As looks like the recovery is made here by Garrett County. Brings up second down and let's call it about 11 and a half.
You know, that's one thing we've got to do tonight is just keeping at those short yards, just not let them bust a big one on us or anything like that. Play hard, hit hard, and hope for a turnover or a penalty or something crazy that can stop their momentum.
That's what they like to call bend but don't break.
That's exactly right.
Here's the snap and the handoff over the left side. Foley, he's fighting. He's the leg chopping for an extra yard before being brought down. At the Shelby County 48-yard line, under a minute to go here in the first quarter at 27 seconds now. Brings up third and three, and we'll wait and see if Garrett County wants to run another play, but it appears that they will not let the clock run down and switch fields to the second quarter. 10 seconds left to go. As both teams begin the slow jog to their sidelines for the break, and so will we. 3-0 after one quarter here in Lancaster. Shelby County on top of the Golden Lions. We'll step away and be back with more football on Friday night.